Market analysts will be watching Wall Street today to see if the sell-off continues. Stock prices tumbled yesterday on the first day of trading since last Tuesday's terrorist attacks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 685 points, its biggest point drop ever. The other major market indexes also fell dramatically. NPR's John Idstein reports.
An hour before the emotional 9:30 opening of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday morning, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates a half a percentage point to try to cushion the expected 5-10% fall in U.S. stocks. At first, it seemed to help, as the Dow spent much of the morning down less than 5%. But by early afternoon, the Dow was off over 700 points. In the end, it finished down 685 points, a loss of a little more than 7% for the day. Despite the huge drop, many market participants, including Robert Fagenson of Fagenson, Frankel & Stryker, considered the day a success.
I don't regard this as a disaster. We're able to get the market open. We're able to get it open reasonably on time. And with all systems go, when you consider the tremendous trauma the nation's going through and what was going on only three blocks away, this was a pretty good day. I know it's hard for people to believe that, but it was.
Eugene Peroni of Nuveen Investments in Philadelphia agrees.
I think it was generally a satisfactory day from the standpoint that there weren't any technological glitches on any of the exchanges. The selling was expected. The selling was about 7% down for the Dow, which certainly doesn't put it as one of the worst daily sell-offs ever. Overall, I would say that it was a constructive session in that we didn't have panic.
While volume was huge, selling was done in an orderly manner. But there was selling. The airline industry took a huge hit. Continental saw its share price cut almost in half, and other carriers also suffered. Hotel and entertainment companies also were hurt, as investors bet that the terrorist attack will curtail travel and keep people at home. But as expected, shares in defense companies gained, as did stock in technology companies likely to benefit from more spending on security. While the sell-off reflects the view that a hit to consumer confidence will now drive the economy into recession, Eugene Peroni says congressional appropriations for rebuilding, tax rebates, and interest rate cuts from the Fed should produce a strong economic rebound.
I think what the Fed has done and what they did today will eventually register. Historically, interest rates have been the most powerful predictor of future market conditions, and I don't think this will be any different.
There had been lots of calls about a possible patriotic rally. Emails circulated calling on Americans to buy or hold, and some public officials joined in the call. That rally didn't materialize on any of the major indexes. Along with the Dow, the NASDAQ was down about 7%, and the S&P 500 lost almost 5%. But the absence of a patriotic rally didn't disappoint Robert Fagenson.
I think it's unrealistic to expect patriotism is going to cause people to, you know, just throw money into the market as a way of waving a flag. Getting the market open, that's the response to the terrorists. Showing them they cannot do anything that will interrupt the capital markets and the economy of the United States, that we're going to stay in business.
Investors are hoping the major sell-off is over and that there will be more stability in the market today. John Idstein, NPR News, Washington.